need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Rachel Knowles. This year, SBS is turning 50, and in celebration, we're sharing stories of cross-cultural success and proud multicultural communities. There's a stereotype about country towns, that they're small, isolated, and at times unwelcoming. But is it really true? I was born on Wiradjuri country in New South Wales Central West in a town called Dubbo. I grew up here. I know the roads, the roundabouts, the people. But the Dubbo of today is entirely different to the one that I grew up knowing. It's now a thriving multicultural hub, home to some of the largest Indian and Nepalese communities in the state. In this episode, my colleague James and I are heading back home to Dubbo to learn how this little town in the state's west is leading the way in social cohesion. It's 10 a.m. on a Saturday and James and I are on our way to Buninyong Public School. We've been invited to join a local children's playgroup for migrant families.
I love this playgroup, you know, what they have been doing here. I love seeing her, you know, happy when she comes here and plays with her friends.
Mala Ranjami and Ampung Adhikari have been bringing their baby girl here since she was 7 months old. The couple have lived in Dubbo since 2020 and happily call it home.
I first thought maybe we won't be living this longer, but we are loving it.
Among those attending is the Talib family, Khalid, Salem and their three children, Amelia, Akul and Ali. They migrated from Lebanon and all three of their children were born in Dubbo. They've attended this playgroup since their eldest, Amelia, was 6 months old. Khalid is a migrant support officer at Connecting Community Services.
Yeah, like the multicultural community growing in Dubbo, I'm the first person as in contact with them. So a lot of women and even men come to us, they seeking support for driving lessons or sometimes like swimming lessons. So I try my best to accommodate them.
Khalid says the playgroup has been a joy for their children for one particular reason.
And how do you get to playgroup?
With a bus. With a bus.
Who drives the bus?
Lorna.
Lorna Brennan facilitates the playgroup and is another key contact for the migrant community in Dubbo. A migrant herself, she migrated from Scotland 40 years ago. While a self-titled nomad, she has spent the last 20 years living in Dubbo. She says the playgroup is for the parents as much as the children.
To connect them to early learning opportunities, to connect them to a school, whether that be the school they ultimately go to, and what other services they might need, be that health or housing or driving license, whatever.
She says the migrant community still comes up against racism, but believes the culture is changing.
When I first started here, I remember they asked, what did I see as an issue in Dubbo? And I said, well, racism, that has changed. Not everybody, but so many people have had their outlook broadened just by having all that culture coming in, not necessarily overseas, just Australian culture.
After hours of chatting with parents, joining in on the singing circle, making Play-Doh hearts and painting watercolour butterflies, James and I head off to prepare for Sunday. We're up early and we're parked at the Dubbo Senior Campus College, waiting in a long line of cars to enter the gates. Today we're attending the Nepali Language School, run by the Dubbo Nepalese community.
Namaste!
My favourite word translates to slipper, tappal.
Kanikura, which is food.
Bunny in Nepal.
What does that mean?
That means water.
My favourite part about school is to socialise with other people and learn.
Playing with friends and having free food.
Meeting new people because I only met them because of school.
Anuha Kadka is the principal of the language school. She says the school takes the load off parents to be solely responsible for teaching their children language and culture.
So, I mean, many of my parents are saying their kids are now interested more in learning about Nepal. They're even talking a little bit more in Nepalese, so I feel that's the positive.
Anu says there's grief that her child won't have the same connection to their homeland. But she says it's been special watching her foster her own sense of cultural identity and pride.
We were having this one conversation one day where she said, do you find this in Nepal? You know, like a very tiny thing. And I said, what are you saying? Are you saying my country is poor? And she goes, our. So she's f- feeling that cultural connection. So as a mom, I'm proud, you know, and as a teacher here, if I can make that changes to many kids, I'll be prouder.
Another parent in attendance is Rajiv Bhattari, chair of the Dubbo Nepalese community. He's invited us to join the New Year celebrations.
Today we are celebrating Nepalese New Year, which is 2082 BS. And we still officially use this calendar in my country. This is, you know, that celebration. We forget everything about whatever we have done last year. And we try to forgive the people. We invite the people. We gather together and cook some food.
The men gather early at Arunga Park to prepare the food, two telling us they travelled a two-hour round trip to Yeovil for a fresh lamb. On the park barbecue plates, the men pour eskies of seasoned meat, some dressed in traditional clothing and Nepali music playing from their speakers. Half an hour later, the cooking is done and the crowd begins to gather, including Dubbo Lord Mayor Josh Black.
I've been in Dubbo since I was a kid, so 40 years I've been here, and there's been a huge change for the better in the community as we've had more migrants come in, and it's really added to the whole sense of community and given us something that we didn't have previously in Dubbo.
Among those celebrating is Gagi Ganguly. She's the chair of ORISCON, Arana Residence of Indian Subcontinental Heritage. A migrant from eastern India, she's also dressed head to toe in traditional dress.
So I came to Dubbo in about 1999, and I came with a job, and I thought to myself, look, yeah, it's a job. I'll probably stay here 2 or 3 years and then I'll move on and go somewhere else. But, you know, they say that the dust of Dubbo gets to your shoes and it doesn't let you go.
While Gagi acknowledges the hardships, she says Dubbo has become a place of growth and community.
And it's not been an easy journey. They say racism is always at the surface, not only in country towns, it's everywhere. And I suppose it creeps from the feeling of a fear of the unknown. And what we wanted to do is create an accepting sort of a community. And ORISCON has helped in creating that because we create spaces for whole of community come together, not only a particular discrete cultural group, the whole of the community. So whether it's a festival of colors or it's the Diwali or it is any Eid, you know, the whole community comes together and that's where you learn, you grow, you develop and you become Australians.
With the New Year celebrations winding up, James and I are heading back to Sydney. But we take with us a new understanding of migrant communities in small towns and an appreciation for how places like Dubbo are leading the way in fostering social cohesion. And of course, a contact book full of new friends who have all offered to host us next time we're in town. It is true what they say, there is nothing like small town hospitality. This episode of SBS Examines was produced by Rachel Knowles and James Elliott. For more information, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.